Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 2nd, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the new U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada is officially in force. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement replaces the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement and brings to a close President Trump's threat to break apart the three-nation $1.4 trillion free trade zone. Politico says officials in all three countries are celebrating that the deal is taking effect as each nation looks for some certainty during the COVID-19 outbreak. However, there are some tensions brewing between the U.S. and Canada regarding aluminum. President Trump recently threatened to reimpose tariffs on imports of aluminum from Canada. The U.S. could impose a 10% duty if Canada doesn't agree to quotas to help slow down the surge of aluminum products coming into the U.S. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven released a statement on Wednesday talking about the importance of the USMCA trade deal going into effect.
We worked hard to get provisions that will help our farmers, like making sure our wheat isn't downgraded, meaning better prices. But there's more work to do. For example, our cattle producers, we need to continue to find ways to make sure they can export more and that they get a better deal as well.
The July 15th deadline is looming for farmers to report crop acreage to the USDA, but for some, there may be some flexibility. This is Gary Crawford from the USDA.
Two reasons to remember the date, July 15th. One, it's the new federal tax filing deadline, but for farmers, it's also the deadline for most producers in most places to submit to their local Farm Service Agency office their acreage report for spring planted crops. Now, in a normal year, if you miss that deadline, there can be late fees and other things to go through. However, with the pandemic going on,
we're trying to offer as many flexibilities as we can.
Richard Fordyce runs the USDA's Farm Service Agency. In this case, that flexibility, a little more time to get that acreage reported. He says it's not an automatic time extension exactly. Here's the deal. You still need to contact your local FSA office by the 15th deadline.
And if they can't get you in, or there's an issue, you know, happening in that local county or specifically with that producer, we're going to give producers an additional 30 days before there would be any kind of a late file penalty or anything like that.
But you still need to contact your FSA office by the 15th, and those folks will guide you through from there.
The U.S. Cattlemen's Association, the National Farmers Union, along with 11 other groups, recently sent a letter to the Senate Ag Committee requesting a hearing on livestock mandatory price reporting reauthorization. The livestock mandatory reporting rule, first established back in 1999, mandates price reporting for cattle, boxed beef, swine, and lamb. It's reauthorized every 5 years, with the current program expiring on September 30th of this year. The 13 groups say it represents an opportunity to make a meaningful change to the program to increase transparency and also true price discovery. This is Inside Agriculture.